This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Today on the DMZ Podcast.
Welcome to the DMZ Podcast. Harvey Levin here.
Katie here.
Derek here.
I don't get this whole Ticketmaster Taylor Swift thing. It is almost like, I mean, it's one thing that Taylor Swift is enormously popular, which I get and respect. But it's another thing that they literally are making a federal case out of her concert.
Yeah, something needs to be done.
And I mean, this is crazy. With all that's going on in this country, they're starting, I realize it's a state case, but still,
sure.
federal case. I got you. Metaphoric. That, you know, there are investigations now, government investigations into Ticketmaster cries to break the company up because of Taylor Swift's concerts. Help me understand this.
She exposed the underbelly of the problem with monopolistic power. I mean, the problem is Ticketmaster is the only game in town if you want to go to a concert.
Bullshit.
It is.
No, I get it. First run tickets.
Let me tell you why.
We have had occasion, as you know, where we have published stories, like huge stories, where we've broken something. And our site has gone down.
Absolutely.
And one of the reasons it goes down, frankly, it was our fault sometimes, where we don't have enough servers, where we should be getting more servers, knowing that people are going to come to the site to see a particular thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe that's the same thing that happened to Ticketmaster, and they didn't anticipate the huge number of people that were going to come on. Okay.
What a miss. The woman who had held the top 10 slots of the Billboard Hot 100 for the first time starts a tour and they botched it.
Yeah, but
if they even met one Taylor Swift fan ever, they should have been prepared for the absolute insanity that would unfold.
What do you prepare for? 100 million people? 80 million people? 50, they took a guess based on two things, her popularity and the fact that only a certain number of people are going to be able to go to the concert in the first place.
Yeah.
And so they made an error in judgment, or maybe even not an error. They just, nobody anticipated the number. But are not talking about breaking up Ticketmaster over this?
They blew it when the lights were brightest. They just blew it. I mean, this is their Super Bowl. If the lights go out during the Super Bowl, you blame the people who put on the Super Bowl, don't you? That is the event that you can't have screw up.
I would also blame Vicki Lawrence for that.
We also learned that Swifties are the most powerful group in the nation.
More than Beyonce.
I think so. Look what they're doing. They're taking down Ticketmaster.
They are there to slay Ticketmaster, which, look, to be fair, we should lay out that they are the
They really could take down Ticketmaster.
I think they really are.
They're the only place to buy tickets for concerts, and that is strange that they control this much of the market. If you go to the secondary market, it's so different.
You go to StubHub, and it's like now you got to pay
$11,000
Well, can we talk about that? Who's paying $11,000 for a Taylor Swift ticket on the floor? Is this happening? People are really going to spend it?
Hedge funds will buy suites and the whole thing. And not just that, but you look at what goes on, say, at World Series games, where there's $100,000, you know, for a box or whatever, or more. And so, yeah, when somebody is that coveted, it's with the market.
How much does she charge for a private performance for an hour? Because I feel like that's your next.
If you're going to pay $20,000
for
her, she's not going to our holiday party, okay? But Jason is going to come to the office with a bunch of rings and say, "Hey, babies,
oh my God.
After he sells, I think he has four or five tickets.
Yeah, Jason has a bunch.
If you got these tickets, you're set. You're set for the year.
So you have no problem with Ticketmaster dominating the market. I mean, look, they're able to set prices, and there's not an incentive to compete. I mean, you know how competition works. They wouldn't have screwed it up if everyone else was participating in the market and they had to do well because the loser whose site crashes would be forced out of the market. Yes, I do believe they tried. They didn't want the presale to crash, but there's no market forces pushing them to do a better job because when it crashes, they just go, all right, we'll get them on Ed Sheeran. Who cares?
So hold on. Now, educate me on this. So they have merged with Live Nation, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So there are some people saying that that creates too big a company. Let's just say they're right. If you had eliminated Live Nation 2 weeks ago, it still would have crashed.
Yeah, I mean,
okay, hold on. All I wanted was a yeah, of course, because Live Nation has nothing to do with the fact that Ticketmaster couldn't service all the people. Yeah. So when you talk about breaking up Ticketmaster, the only thing you can break up is the Live Nation component, but the Live Nation component wouldn't have affected the crashing of their site over the sale of Taylor Swift tickets.
I hear you, but are you characterizing this crash as unavoidable? It sounds like you're trying to sort of set up an argument there was so much volume that they couldn't deal with
Somebody should say Ticketmaster, they were numbskulls for not understanding the popularity of Taylor Swift. That's fine.
And what's the consequence?
No, but the consequence is do better next time, okay?
Right.
You don't have to punish every time, Derek, somebody makes... You don't.
There
I mean,
is no next this, time. This, There's only this, this concert.
This insane society we Boy. Now live in, that you have to punish them. How about if they just learn? Okay, we didn't anticipate it. We made a mistake. We'd never do that again because it hurts Ticketmaster. It hurts them.
Monopolists don't learn. Teddy Roosevelt would be rolling over in his grave.
You say monopolist. Now, I'm asking you, if there was no Ticketmaster... None. What do you do to ticket? Oh, are you going to break up the ticket component of Ticketmaster?
No, I look. Yeah,
isn't the problem in the secondhand market? Shouldn't they be going after StubHub and places like that are allowed to resell the tickets for $11,000?
What do you mean?
Isn't that the problem?
No.
I mean, I'm just trying to show us what these things are. I think we could take a lot of things down right now.
There have been
Monsanto. What else are we doing?
What is going on? Yeah, if somebody wants to buy a ticket that somebody else got. You know, that's their deal.
I don't know. I think we should go for it.
Why are we trying to regulate every element of the way we live? It's stupid. It's like if somebody wants to pay $11,000 for a Taylor Swift ticket, go with God.
Yeah, I have no problem with the StubHubs of the world. My problem is Melanie is not going to allow it.
I'm riding with Melanie to the protest.
Enough of this, but I do not understand all this BS about break up Ticketmaster, because if the only way to break it up in a meaningful way that relates and aligns with Taylor Swift is to somehow break up the ticket component. But what does that do? That just makes Ticketmaster less efficient. What are you trying to do? Cut their knees off?
Yeah, you're trying to make more market competition. Are you in favor of monopolies? Do you think everything should exist as a monopoly where there's one place to get it? Let's say it was Taylor Swift shirts, and Walmart had them and Target had them. Whoever sells them better, and whoever has better lines, more efficient, you'll go to that store. That's what the market does.
How about this for a theory? Now that Ticketmaster has messed up in a big way and in a very public way, the likes of which we haven't seen before... I hate that phrase because Donald Trump uses it, but in this case I'll use it. But it's true. Then all of a sudden, another company looks and says, there's a hole in the market. Ticketmaster is on the ropes. We're going to come in. That's the way you do it, I think. I mean, it's like, where is the agony over people buying concert tickets?
They're not able to do that. That's what market power is. Who's the new entrant that's going to come in? Ticketmaster already controls Live Nation, which puts on 70% of the concerts.
How can they get rid of Live Nation? You can deal with the Live Nation thing. I'm just talking about selling tickets.
Yeah.
Because that's what this is about.
For sure.
And getting rid of Live Nations will have no impact on that. And you know this is right.
Look, that's a bit of a distraction.
Okay, we got to move on. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. What do you want to talk about?
The monopolist. All right. I think we should talk about Elon Musk. What do you think?
Oh.
All right. So Elon.
Speaking of shit shows.
Or is it? So Elon Musk has obviously had a rocky start. You know, employees locked out of the building. He puts out this tweet that says, look, working here is going to be extremely hardcore, and I expect long hours at high intensity.
Or
he gave people an option. Leave and take your 3-month severance.
Or hardcore.
And a bunch of people left. Now, some people, I think about a quarter of people, I think put, I'm hardcore, I'm with you. But he lost a lot of people. And people are saying there's not even enough people to run the daily operations of Twitter. And there's going to be start breakdown and outages and so forth. But Elon has a different take. He says, look at the numbers. Look at how much you are thinking about Twitter. We've had our largest spike in usage of this product recently. LOL. He tweets these things, which is so perfect. He's the CEO, and he's saying, look at my product. As you talk about it, we only grow stronger, and I'm going to make it leaner and better. I still think he's going to have a hard time pivoting to profitability, but it's an interesting sort of wrinkle on it. What do you think?
I mean, is it possible that they had an all-time high just because people were tweeting about the death of it? So it's kind of
How do you sustain this spike? I mean, people commenting that you're failing, Elon. I'm not sure that's a sustainable business model.
Right. Like, every day that's not going to happen, right? I don't know. He's driving it into the ground. But
what do you think? Do you think he's winning because of this early out of the gate where people are curious? There's a curiosity factor about him taking over Twitter that's not going
to
last.
I'm trying to understand where my beliefs come from these days, because I feel so out of line with people.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching CNN this morning, and somebody was talking about this has an impact. This puts democracy at risk. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Come on.
It's like,
this is a
private company, and they're saying, how are people going to communicate? Gee, how do they communicate for thousands of years before Twitter? And I understand that we're in a different age, but guys, you're on television. This may be a good thing for you. This could be a good thing for you because people do communicate via television. They still communicate via social media. You have Facebook. You have Instagram. You have TikTok. You've got Snap. You've got all these things, and you've got websites. You've got so many ways of communicating. And if Twitter goes under, you know what? There'll be another Twitter.
Ooh.
There'll be another. You know that's true.
There will be, but Twitter is the place when something happens. It's the first place everyone
She's
goes
right.
to
There's
see
a sense
what
of
everyone's
loss.
Saying. No, you don't. People look on
it's
Instagram.
True.
People like TikTok. People like Snap. But people go to Twitter
for
soon
news,
as they,
Katie.
Yeah, it's true.
You know where
for
else?
News and opinions.
You know where else they said that happened? Where everybody goes to MySpace. Okay,
yep.
Went away. Something else came in. I mean, we're in this age where people are able to create these platforms like that. And somebody's going to, if there's a hole in the market, it will get filled. I mean, that's just the way.
But you don't feel a sense of loss. I mean, Twitter occupied a particular space in the public consciousness of like how you get news. We use the word as a verb, which is a big deal. We Google things. If Google went away, yes, you'd have Bing. But there's a loss from losing Google, right? And there's a loss from losing Twitter because
it
was kind of a public square.
Private.
Totally private.
Company. Why are people talking about Twitter? Okay, I can answer the question.
Yeah.
I actually know the answer, I think. Why are people suddenly equating democracy with Twitter? And the downfall of Twitter could be the downfall of democracy. It's because they don't like Elon Musk.
Well, to be fair, he brought that upon himself. You're right. It's an attack on Elon. But Elon said, I want to make this the town square, and you guys are censoring content too much to do that. So I'm going to come in and censor less. I mean, he positioned it that way.
If Oprah came in and bought Twitter, and she bungled a bunch of things, the reaction wouldn't be the same. And,
right.
and again, this is not political. This is, to me, people just don't like him.
Of course.
And what they're trying to do then is they're making this into something bigger, I think, than it is. Twitter is not imperiling democracy. The fall of Twitter is not imperiling democracy.
No, I agree with that. But people like observing Elon flailing a little bit because one of the big things he said was, I don't want to do content moderation. It should be a free-for-all. So he lets everyone on. He's like, you can buy your verification check for $8. And then he lets people buy their verification check and he realizes, oh, shit, we need verification because there's all these parody accounts.
Yeah.
So then he creates sub-verification where under the verified check, you have to put whether it's a parody. So he's basically backing himself into a company that already figured these things out. And people are like,
right.
You're a dip.
Let's right.
dip
Why are you
doodle.
Coming
what
and
did
doing
you do?
This?
Why'd you buy this
a
thing? And you're going to have to end up running it the way it has to be run.
So let's say he's fucking up.
He had a right to. He bought $44 billion.
Well, it's just like if he's fucking up, he then joins a long list of executives who fucked up over time.
Yeah. You're right. He's a lightning rod. People hate him.
That's why this thing is being talked about the way it's being talked about.
Yes. Let me ask you, though. Is he right? Is Twitter going to survive and it's now more popular than ever? What is your take?
Look, when you look at Facebook, mm-hmm. where there's nothing, there's not like this kind of cataclysmic way of running things the way we're looking at with Twitter, Facebook's having similar problems right now.
Yeah.
And
a different charismatic leader pivoting towards the metaverse is
taking
his whole company that makes a ton of money and saying, hey, I want to put it in VR headsets.
Because he was losing young people.
Yes.
And so now he was trying to figure out how do we get young people attracted to this? So he makes a business judgment. I can tell you as a businessman, I make, hopefully some good decisions and I make bad decisions.
Sure.
And I don't make them know, I want to make a bad decision, but you got to make a lot of decisions and some of them are going to be bad. And maybe Mark Zuckerberg made some bad decisions. And there are a lot of other companies that do, too. And yeah, I mean, Elon is kind of Elon's crazy the way he's doing all of this stuff. But he ain't the first executive that messed up.
No.
And it's just...
Let me ask you one question.
It's business.
It is business. These are large companies, though. You know, 11,000 people get laid off at Meta. A bunch of people are out of work at Twitter. And it seems like the plaything of the rich. And you're right. There's a lot of business judgments to be made. But it's real people's lives are impacted by the way he's sort of frivolously doing it.
He messes up in such a grand way. And he's so... he's just... Okay. I mean, even the joke
but
he tweeted,
right.
How do you make a small fortune in social media? Start out with a large one. Like, he's funny, but it's like,
he's
so,
making a
he
joke.
Just laid off all these people.
Right.
So you're like,
right.
Warner Brothers laid off people.
But they don't
release
comments
like
that.
But they don't go like and
that.
Be like, oh.
That's what people hate about Elon. There's people without a job right now, and he's like, hey, you want to make a large fortune small?
Yeah.
Go into social media.
It's
I would buy what you're saying, except they were saying that about Elon before he laid off anybody.
True.
Yeah.
And he's also created more jobs than anyone.
He's hateable. He's like Dr. Evil. He's hateable. But entertaining.
Can I say?
Watch the show.
The dude figured out rockets that NASA couldn't.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores, including Ray-Ban, Good American, and Ulta. Rakuten is how in-the-know shoppers get the best savings. They shop the brands they love and earn cash back on top of deals. During Big Give Week, May 6th to May 13th, the cashback rates are even bigger. I'll be shopping for apparel and electronics, and you can save on everything you need for the summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Join today for free and get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of Big Give Week's 15% cashback. You won't see higher cashback rates than these. Just go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. Rakuten, Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
Speaking of people who
Speaking of polarizing views.
Aside from the fact that you drip in jealousy, why do you dislike Pete Davidson so much?
Yeah, let's get I'm gonna start to lay out what I believe is going to happen to Pete Davidson and what has already transpired. Pete Davidson is now dating Emily Ratajkowski, it looks like. We've got pictures of them
and
embracing.
I'm sure you wish them nothing but well.
I wish him nothing but well. Look, his track record is now at a bird's eye view, incredible. He's dated some of the most beautiful women, some of the most desirable women. Kim Kardashian, Kate Beckinsale, Ariana Grande. Day, it's all, you know, littered in his past. And now he's got Emily Ratajkowski.
Littered?
His past is littered with beautiful women. Here's what's interesting. I've been saying that this must come with a massive ego because he's not like Leo DiCaprio, who everyone is like, oh, Leo, you're such a ladies man. You're out there and everyone's on the same page. If you date Leo, you know what he's into and you're all signed up. I think Pete does something different. He dates women and he falls head over heels. Everything you read about him is that he's vulnerable and sensitive. Well, not so sensitive to his friend because Emily Ratajkowski, and this is the bubble bursting, okay? It's going to burst on him,
oh
is my speculation.
God.
Oh, my God.
He was seen at Knicks games.
It's just unbelievable. I can't even lift my body because it's just covered
honest
in your jealousy.
Well, how do you read this? If Sebastian Bear McLeod, who she's getting a divorce from and has a child with, used to pal around with Pete Davidson at Knicks games.
Hold on. Did I miss the – did you mention getting a divorce from –
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. She's getting divorced.
She's moved on.
And there were allegations that he was unfaithful and not a great guy.
Yeah,
but,
and we don't know how close Pete and Sebastian were. Maybe they were just at a game together because they were all kind of friends. And so that's what happens when someone gets divorced and they're both available. I don't know, you go with your friend.
You're a
maybe.
New Yorker. You go to Knicks games. They're very expensive. You go with buddies.
Hey,
he
Derek,
looks like he's having a great time. And then he dates
Derek,
the guy's wife.
Derek, do you think that like men should kind of own women as a possession?
Absolutely
like it.
Not.
Sounds
okay.
Like it.
Well, Derek.
I will not be cornered
so
into this position.
Okay, well, you are. Because... Emily Ratajkowski can make her own decisions.
Yes.
And
so can
she
Pete.
Has broken ties with her husband,
mm-hmm.
is getting divorced. They are no longer together. Emily would like to be with Pete clearly. So are women possessions or are they allowed to do what they want to
Sounds
do and
like
compete?
It.
They're allowed to do what they. There's no. This is not wrong on. Emily is allowed to sort of.
You're treating her as a possession.
Yeah,
if
Derek.
This is.
It
no,
sounds like
this
you think
is
Sebastian
on...
has complete rule over Emily Ratajkowski.
Even though he doesn't. Even though he's getting divorced.
Don't even though they're getting divorced, and there were huge allegations that he cheated on her all the time, and
this
now
is
she's
about...
finding a little piece of happiness, and you don't think she deserves it.
No,
because you're so jealous of Pete Davidson.
Derek,
PDE.
You view women.
You've got SDE.
What's that?
Small dick energy.
Oh, stop.
Thanks for having her spell it out, Harvey. Couldn't have like. Put those dots together? He's like, what does that mean exactly? Like,
oh, my God, it's only a dot? Oh, no.
You guys aren't troubled by his
character. You're treating Emily Ratajkowski like a sofa.
That is not fair.
Yes, it is.
I cannot get over Pete Davidson. People, I don't know. It's like you walk by him and you must just fall under his spell. It's wild. Every single woman who's just the most stunning women in the world are just taken by him.
Think of Pete Davidson as Balthazar. Okay.
The restaurant?
Yeah. Sometimes
he has delicious oysters. You
don't know necessarily what it tastes like, but if everybody else goes there, you want to go too.
Wow.
This is
that
wild.
We're through the looking glass.
We were talking yesterday in the room that now Pete Davidson is the prize. We've always talked about looking at what girls he pulls. And now we've shifted our mindset to being the girls
trying to sample Pete Davidson.
You could do a
Pete Davidson calendar in a year.
Yeah. Honestly.
And it would be amazing.
Don't you think we're going to wake up from this stupor and I'm going to just be smiling?
No.
We're
going to
wake up from
not.
It and I'm the first
Why
one.
Why are you
so
jealous?
And I've been
jealous.
Awake. I've been awake the whole time.
Why are you so jealous?
You've been sleeping.
Why are you so jealous? I really want to know.
Is it about your life? Everything ultimately is about my life.
It's because Pete is. He's not funny, he's charming, but he's not this movie star. He's not this classic Leonardo DiCaprio. He's not a classic, like, Derek Jeter.
He doesn't come
day.
With all the bullshit.
And you can't stand it.
I can't stand it. Because I think he's masquerading.
Because you don't have anything about you that's attractive, and you don't understand how someone else might have
It's very hard for me to wrap my head around. I think he's masquerading as this, I'm so Joe Normal. I'm from Joe Staten Island. And then he dates this parade of beautiful women, famous women. And
God,
it just bothers me. It bothers
me. It really does, doesn't it? I know why.
Why?
I know exactly why.
Why?
I know exactly why. Because it's easy for you when you've got this chiseled guy like a Chris Hemsworth or somebody like that.
Right.
And then you could say, you know, this is not in my universe. But if somebody looks like they're in your universe and they are doing so much better than you, it hurts you.
That's it.
It hurts you to the core.
Yeah. This is turning into too much about my psyche, but yeah, it really curdles. That playing in the sandbox that I wish I could be in.
Take it up with your therapist.
On that note, have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye, everyone.